News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Met Éireann warning that further snow is possible while temperatures could drop to minus 8 degrees later tonight. We're joined by Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Alan, bring us up to speed. What's it like out there at the moment?
Yes, well, it is frosty across most of the country. Temperatures not quite as low as forecast, but still got below minus 4 degrees in many areas, down to minus 5 and even minus 6 in a few spots. So a very frosty morning. Some freezing fog as well reported, which can cause treacherous conditions. Treated roads, you know, take precaution, but untreated surfaces, you really want to be very, very careful.
Yeah, and not much by way of extra snow last night, was there?
No, a few showers in the north, but generally, no, it's more the frost and the ice that's the bigger problem now. Obviously, still a lot of lying snow in those areas that were badly impacted, Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois, Tipperary, Limerick, Kerry, Cork. I had a farmer in Tipperary tell me that even the dog was slipping this morning, so even the four-legged couldn't stay upright on the ice.
Okay, that kind of tells you just how bad things are. What can we expect for the coming 24 hours, Alan?
So the fog will be slow to lift in some areas today, and temperatures will stay even maybe below 0 degrees in some areas, getting up to 2, 3, maybe even 4 degrees near the coast, but turning very cold again tonight and more freezing fog. So temperatures down below -5, -6 degrees, maybe even -7, -8 tonight. There was a little bit more clouds as a low pressure system came up towards the south last night. That won't be there tonight, so it could be a little bit colder tonight and very cold then tomorrow, Thursday, with the freezing fog again tomorrow morning. There will be some rain, sleet and snow pushing up tomorrow night, Thursday night into Friday morning. That will fall as snow in some areas to start off with, but turn to rain. And that will be the start of the thaw. But it will be gradual through Friday and into Saturday. But really by Saturday afternoon and Sunday, temperatures will start to rise.
Just very briefly and finally, 1963, 1982, 2010, 2018, is 2024 up there with those big weather events, do you think?
Well, it's 2025 now.
2025, my apologies, of course it is.
but yes, certainly in parts of Limerick, Tipperary, Kerry and Cork, it is going to be remembered in the same vein as those years.
Okay. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast and for reminding me what year it is.
As if you didn't know. We're also joined by Brian Tapley, ESB Networks Regional Manager. And Brian, we heard on the news headlines earlier, there's some people are on day four without power. Give us the state of play around the country for people.
Morning. I suppose this morning we've 4,000 customers remaining without power. That's probably down from about 10,000 yesterday. So we would be hopeful that we will restore supply to the vast majority of that 4,000 today. The areas impacted are kind of Newcastle West in Limerick, that general area, and parts of Kerry, Killarney, Tralee, and some parts of North Cork. So it is very localised at this stage, and work has been slow just given the difficulty in accessing the network because of the level of snow and ice. And we've been using kind of helicopters and support from the Department of Defence to get to sites. And it's been slow, but we would be hoping that today we'll see the majority of those.
So outages mainly in the southwest, but you would expect most people to be back on the grid by later on today. I don't know. I mean, we're hearing that there's more bad weather predicted over the next 24 hours. I suppose it's not impossible more people could lose power as well during that time.
No, it's not impossible that we could have more outages. I suppose the 4,000 I mentioned there have been out for a number of days. So they're obviously a priority for us to get those people back. With the weather the way it is today and tomorrow, it just slows down, you know, movement of staff and restoration. We probably will have some outages today, but I wouldn't expect large numbers like there were on Sunday.
So for anyone listening who is among the 4,000 that have been out for a number of days, they take the priority. There's like a queuing system. Whoever has been out longest will get restored to power first.
Yeah, we're already working on restoring those 4,000. So we're actively working on those now. And if someone needs to get an update, powercheck.ie will give them an accurate restoration time. But yeah, we're actively working on those 4,000.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Brian Tapley, their ESB Networks Regional Manager.
Aveen Toomey, Public Relations Lead with the RSA. How are the roads and what's the advice to drivers this morning?
Hi there, good morning. We're asking all road users to remain vigilant and exercise extreme caution. Even on treated surfaces, they can remain dangerous, particularly with black ice. So for essential travel, allow extra time, reduce speed, allow extra stopping distance, and it can be about 10 times longer on ice. Be safe and be seen, especially with freezing fog. So dipped headlights, high vis if you're another road user, and just everybody looking out for one another.
Yeah, take it easy on the road. Should people avoid driving, particularly in the worst hit areas, if at all possible?
Absolutely. I suppose, particularly with black ice, you know, it's very dangerous. It's high risk. And I suppose if they don't need to travel, don't travel. It's an added risk to yourself and other road users, and puts a strain on the emergency services as well. And it just frees up the road network for essential travel.
Aveen Toomey, Public Relations Lead with the RSA. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now we're joined by our Southern reporter, Jamie O'Hara, who is based in Charleville. Jamie, the situation where you are?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it's a cold morning here on the Cork Limerick border. It's around 3 degrees now, with a low of around -4 expected and a high of around 0. Yesterday, it was a digging out day here. I arrived at around 9 a.m. Shopkeepers were shoveling away at the compacted snow. Cars parked in the town literally had to be dug out. Further up the street, there was council crews. They were with a digger. They were clearing and gritting the footpath. I've just never seen that amount of snow in Ireland, really. The main street was cleared, but the side streets were still treacherous before I left for the hotel. Now, the ESB crews, they stayed at the same hotel as me last night. They've been out since 5 a.m. reconnecting those customers who've been without power for almost 4 days. You just heard there from Brian Tapley. 4 helicopters are in the sky identifying faults in the power lines, some of which are running through like very deep forestry. So they're hoping the final 4,000 most remote homes in this area will be reconnected by Thursday. It's a really huge task. And they've come from all over the country, from as far away as Donegal. I also spoke to a pharmacist, Louise Carroll. She's out in her 4x4 delivering medicines to people who couldn't make it into town. And she was telling me, Ciara, that not only do people not have electricity, some also don't have any water. So it's a very difficult situation for people and farm animals in the countryside. And there's around 8,000 customers without water in Cork, Limerick, Kerry and into Tipperary, kind of all this area up here. And look, the main thing for this morning, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say thank you, Jamie. Sorry, we're hitting up lots of parts of the country, but thank you. And you know what? People are very good. When I hear about that pharmacist going out in a 4x4, you're thinking people really are very good. Thank you so much. That is Jamie O'Hara there, our Southern reporter.
Now let's move about 80 kilometres east of Charleville to Clonmel in County Tipperary, where Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter, is. How are things in beautiful Clonmel this morning, Barry?
Hi, Shane. Good morning. Yeah, it was pretty cold here last night. It's currently -3, with Met Aaron saying that one of the lowest recorded temperatures in the country was -5.7, which was in Gertine, here just about half an hour away from Clonmel in County Tipperary. While road temperatures of -8 were recorded in some parts of the county overnight, according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland, road temperatures are currently around -4 on some routes in the county. So for anyone out in the roads this morning in County Tipperary, travelling conditions for road users will be hazardous, and Tipperary County Council is advising the public not to travel unless it is absolutely necessary. The authorities say road users should treat every road as treacherous in the context of widespread black ice. And it won't just be hazardous for motorists this morning, Shane. It'll be particularly dangerous for people on foot. Also, I just looked outside my hotel this morning and the footpaths here in Clonmel are like an ice rink, so anyone walking to work in towns and villages this morning should take care. Look, staff and the local authorities will be out clearing footpaths, but obviously they can't clear every footpath. And this is continuing to have an impact in this area. A number of homes remain without power, a number of homes remain without water, and most schools have remained closed this morning, while many businesses will be opening later this morning to give staff time to get to work.
Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter in Clonmel. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
And we'll move a further 80 kilometres west now to Limerick City and News Talk reporter Henry McKean. Henry, we know that the county of Limerick has been hit hard. How is the city?
Good morning. Good morning from Limerick, Kira. It's very, very chilly here. Limerick and the city and the outskirts woke up to -8 degrees, rising to -7, and that's just on the outskirts of the city. It will drop again tonight to -9 degrees at about 10 p.m. At the moment in Limerick City, it's warmed up to about -3 at the moment, so it's an absolute icebox. Homeless organizations last night clubbed together to find emergency accommodation to rough sleepers because it really is that cold. The N20 between Limerick and Cork is passable, but only just. There's snow fog out there, loose cracks of ice also. Black ice is also a major concern. The Defence Forces are out, the Gritters are out. They're clearing the roads, trying to help people in trouble, and extreme caution is advised on footpaths. Crews and snowplows have been clearing Lacker and Bradford also, Kira.
Okay, so really treacherous conditions. Do you know much about what is happening elsewhere in the county, Limerick? I know that Henry, Limerick, we've certainly seen on the news and we've seen on social media some footage of very heavy snow there.
Oh, absolutely. There are parts of Limerick that are still covered in snow, deep, thick snow in rural parts on the way to Tralee, sort of Newcastle West areas are extremely, extremely bad. And I have been contacted by various people who have said they're still without power, they're out without water, and they're very, very cold and they feel like they need more help. So
yeah,
in rural parts of Limerick, it's shocking, but in Limerick City, they have it under control.
I have no doubt people do feel like that. We did hear from the ESB who said hopefully those 4,000 people without power will be looked after and reconnected later on today. Thank you so much. That is News Talk reporter Henry McKean.
Let's go to Naas in County Kildare now. Stephanie Rowan, News Talk reporter. How's it looking?
The fog is the main issue down here, Shane. It's incredibly foggy. It's really, really hard to see. It does seem a lot of commuters have taken the advice from Met Éireann and the Road Safety Authority because traffic is lighter than usual from Kildare. The M7, it's moving well, but as I said, it's the freezing fog that's proven quite tricky. That's the main issue. It lifts at around Rathcoole, but up until then on the M7, it's really foggy. Now, the main issue here is actually just getting onto the main roads. They're said to be okay, they're gritted well, but it's getting out of estates and car parks at train stations that are the main issues. The car park in Salland train station in Super Value, that's said to be like an ice rink this morning. Now, a small number of schools, Shane and Kildare, decided to remain shut this morning, while others are opening later than usual, but most are open. Now, the school run is just underway, and as I said, it's very, very foggy out there, so that may prove quite tricky for people.
Okay, all right. Thank you indeed for that, Stephanie Rowan in Naas in Kildare. Do let us know, Kira. We want to hear from people around the country this morning.
We absolutely do. We want to know the conditions where you are, and also in particular, if it is safe to do so, let us know if there's particularly bad patches on roads so that we can inform people. But as I say, only let us know that kind of thing if it is safe for you to do so. But let us know how you're getting on around the country. It is bitterly cold out there. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.